Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Mission East Africa, Uganda. And by the gracious will of the Lord, it is my joy to look to the scripture with you once again this Lord's Day morning in the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. As we begin the new year of 2019, it is my hope that God will greatly encourage you, refresh you, and strengthen you in his joy as we consider the great and glorious victory of Christ and the victory of the saints. Today we're dealing with the great truth that the saints are in pilgrimage in a sense, and that we have victory in pilgrimage. We find those glorious truths in Psalm 84. You might remember that a few weeks ago we began a new section of verses, that is in Ephesians chapter 6, and we've been talking about the glorious truth found in these verses that the Lord, in his great power, in his great strength and might, has delivered us from our sins. Jesus Christ came and conquered the enemy. He never sinned against God, and he calls us to victory over sins also. He calls us to triumph and not sin against his God, against our God. And so the Lord instructs us in Ephesians 6, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Praise God. And in this great strength and power and might, spiritual power, he enables us to not sin against God and to abide with him in this world as we are not yet glorified. And he helps us by his grace to be glorified. He brings us to glory, praise God, in his will for us. And so we are those who have victory. We are those who overcome. And so it is that we will finally overcome in the Lord by the power of his might. Praise God. And so we see in Psalm 84 the glorious truth that believers are those who have victory in pilgrimage. Praise the Lord. Let me read this psalm for you in the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. "To the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed, Selah. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you." Praise God. Dear friends, let us pray. Father in heaven, glory and praise to you for your son's great work of saving his people, saving your people. God, we rejoice in this great truth that you will save your elect sons, the children of God, those appointed before the creation of the world to believe in Christ, to come to everlasting life and forgiveness of sins, will indeed do so as you graciously call out to us and bring us out of the weakness of sin and death into the strength of life and everlasting forgiveness and joy. God, we give you praise for the mighty power that you have shown us in Christ Jesus, in his resurrection. And so we pray to fulfill your word that we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so we will overcome and be glorified with Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for this new year of 2019, and we ask that day by day and hour by hour, moment by moment, we will look to you and walk with you and abide with you and, in a sense, make pilgrimage with you as worshipers coming to your house, to your tabernacle, your temple, your presence, to worship you as we are glorified finally. God, we thank you for the strong encouragement that your word brings to us. And I pray that my listeners would be strongly encouraged, refreshed, and strengthened in joy today as we see this beautiful psalm and the truth that the saints are pilgrims and are victorious pilgrims in Christ Jesus. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. And so we find here, my friends, in Psalm 84, a beautiful description of the Old Testament pilgrimage that believers made as they came to God's presence in Jerusalem, as they came to meet with God at his dwelling place. We believe this psalm is written by David, and he speaks of the loveliness of the tabernacle, the meeting place, the house of the Lord of hosts. He speaks here of how pleasant the house of God is, how it is a place of life and blessing, so that even the sparrow finds a home in the tabernacle, the swallow, these beautiful birds that God has made that have been created to fly with strength through the air, have found a dwelling place in God's very tabernacle, in his home, so that they abide near the altars of the Lord of hosts. This is a place of life and a place of blessing and a place of praise, a place of protection, a place of grace and glory. Praise God. A place of prayer, a place where God is enjoyed and sought and found, and he is brought near in this sense, a place where the blessings of the Almighty come upon the believer in Christ. And in this psalm, we see the pilgrim's heart, and we see the pilgrim's strength and his blessed influence, and we also see the pilgrim's prayer and blessing. Praise God. And so the lovely tabernacle, the presence of God, which is beautiful to all who believe in Christ, and those who believe in Christ long for this blessed presence of God. Praise God. We don't often feel the presence of God now, but we can say too with the psalmist that we long, yes, our souls long and even faint for the presence of God. Praise the Lord. It is with a measure of pain and longing, yes, and with joy and expectation and hope, that we often find that we make pilgrimage with God. We find in this journey with Christ in this world at times that we long with some measure of difficulty for more of God. And so this is described by David. In this psalm, we find that the presence of God, particularly at Mount Zion, in the tabernacle, in the courts of God, in the dwelling place of God, if you will, is sought. He is sought by the pilgrim who made a journey to the temple at various times, at feast times during the year, and he is sought as the people make ascent and they travel up the hill of Zion, and they would sing songs for the glory of God as they traveled. And so the longing heart, praise God, seeks for the loveliness of the tabernacle, again, the presence of God. He is called the Lord of hosts. We are reminded in this that the pilgrim who is in need of protection is indeed protected by God, here called the Lord of hosts, the Lord of God's armies. And so they long for the unending happiness of heaven. Praise God, which is reached by pilgrims, is finally found by pilgrims. They arrive to this state of unending happiness of heaven with God. As it is that they travel through this world, they come finally to God. They come home to God. And so the longing of the Spirit-filled heart is such a strong longing. There is such a strong desire that David declares that his soul could even faint without this blessed presence of God. For the courts of the Lord, that his very heart, his flesh, cry out for the living God. We find this expression to communicate two things in the Old Testament scriptures, that the heart and the flesh crying responds and correlates to the longing with some measure of pain and difficulty, but also we find that it expresses a great joy and hope. And that's, again, actually many times the common state of heart that a believer has. We long for more of God, even at times with a sense of pain, of greater pain at times. And yet we also long in joy and hope, praise God, for the blessing of finally abiding with God in glorification, in his presence in this way. And so we find that Israel, the people of God, the type, made pilgrimage through a desert, through an arid land. When they left Egypt, they were pilgrims in this sense, and Israel can really be seen to be pilgrims throughout much of the Old Testament. They are traveling to God, if you will. And we find the antitype, the church, in the New Covenant, the New Testament, that is, that Israel typifies as pilgrims, the church also seen to be pilgrims in the New Testament. And we, those who believe in Jesus Christ, truly and savingly, the church of God, are also making pilgrimage. Praise God. And so I want to offer you this word of encouragement today, and that is, we are not yet home, dear friends. We are not yet glorified, and we must remember that we are pilgrims yet, that we are journeying as worshipers to our desired end, to the very temple of God, if you will, where we will come finally to worship him forever. And so we must have the pilgrim's heart. We're going to see more about that in this psalm. We must understand and not set our roots too deeply in this world. It is all very temporary. It is all very short. Life is short here. We must be prepared to carry on through many difficulties, many hardships, and we must carry on, praise God, through this wilderness world, if you will, finally to God, where there is absolute satisfaction, absolute beauty, absolute praise and worship forever, forever and ever. And so we see that the pilgrim's strength and blessed influence is found here. Praise God. In verses 5 through 7, it declares the strength of the man who is set on pilgrimage. He has set his heart that he will journey through every difficulty. He will fight sin. He will overcome day by day. He will finally overcome the world. He is set on commitment. His heart is aware that he is on pilgrimage, and he is also a man whose heart is assured. Because he is on pilgrimage, he will finally be glorified. And so the man is blessed. He has joy because his heart is set on pilgrimage, and he finds his strength in God. Such a great reminder for us as we begin a new year. We are so apt to find our strength in ourselves, but in ourselves, dear friends, dear believers, we have no strength. The scripture declares that the weak shall be strong, and we are utter weakness in ourselves. We are in need of strength, but we cannot find it in ourselves. We find our strength in God. Praise the Lord. And the man who finds his strength in God is strengthened, is empowered by God, and is blessed by God. He believes in God, and his heart is ready for the difficulties that lie ahead. His heart is committed to this pilgrimage. Praise God. We find here too that these joyful pilgrims, because they indeed experienced a lot of joy, even in their hardships. Praise God. We remember that Paul speaks about this in his many hardships, his many, many struggles, his many very painful times and trials and humiliations, the many times he experienced actual injury and great physical suffering. These were also times of great joy, so that Paul says, I rejoice in these things. Praise God. And the pilgrim's joy, as we see here in verses 6 through 7, have such a strong and good and blessed influence on others that they actually bring refreshment to others. They bring, if you will, showers of blessings as they journey through an arid land and as they go from strength to strength. Praise the Lord. Their strength, their vitality in life is found in God's power, not in their own. And so they receive strength from God, and they receive strength again from God, and yet again God gives them strength as they make this pilgrimage. Praise God. And so their blessed influence is so that the desert, the Valley of Baca, which can be understood to mean either the place of weeping or the place of blessing, is described here. And though there is great difficulty and it is a place of weeping, it is also made a place of blessing because of the goodness of God in his pilgrims. They so influence the very places that they travel through that the place of weeping becomes the place of blessing. And the desert becomes a spring. The place where there is no water is covered over with pools. Praise God. Blessings come. And they enjoy these blessings. They bring these blessings to others. And it is a great blessing, my friends, to be a refreshment and encouragement, to be a strengthening, joyful influence, to bring good, particularly spiritual good, but to bring good in every form to other people. Praise God. The pilgrim enjoys this blessing, and you see this description of his strength and his blessed influence upon others. And so, as you make this journey with Christ in 2019, let me encourage you to be a blessing to other people. Praise God. The blessings we show others will return upon us and will really crown us, if you will. There will be a breaking over of our heads of showers of blessing. And so it is the blessed who bring a blessing to others. It is the blessed of God who turn the deserts into a place of abundant water. Yes, pools as they go from strength to strength in God. Praise the Lord. And we also find in Psalm 84, the pilgrim's prayer and blessing in verses 8 through 12. In verse 8, the word says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Notice again that he is calling out for protection in a sense. Give ear, O God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the protecting God, the Lord God of hosts, is entreated here. Praise the Lord. And prayer for protection is seen in that the pilgrim is in need of protection. He is surrounded by enemies. There are many difficulties in pilgrimage. We might think for a moment of the many difficulties, the great expense and cost involved in travel, for instance. If we travel to the village, as many of us have at the time of the holidays, Christmas and New Year, there is an extra cost. There are other difficulties involved. There are certain dangers involved in travel. And so much more so in pilgrimage, because the traveler in pilgrimage is a worshiper of God. And as the scripture says, he is beset by difficulties. He is beset by enemies all around him. And so hence the admonition, be strong in the power of the Lord and in his mighty power. Praise God. And so because we are surrounded by enemies, the pilgrim also cries out for grace and strength and blessing for the king in verse 9. Here, the king is called a shield, God's anointed one. This speaks of the blessing that the pilgrim has in godly leadership. And so we must also apply this truth as we make pilgrimage this year, my friends, and that is we must pray for godly leadership. The many blessings that God's people enjoy often come through godly leadership. And let us pray that our leaders will be godly, that they will make good decisions if indeed they are not believers, that their decisions will bring much good to the people. We live in a time when many nations are experiencing very adverse effects because of the leaders that govern them. And so we are in need of godly leaders. Make that a day-by-day petition, dear friend, as you make pilgrimage, that God will raise up godly leaders. And husbands, you will be godly leaders in your family and the church, that God will raise up godly men to lead his church, that your pastor will be a godly man, that in every area of government, that God will bring about good leadership, which will be a blessing and in a great measure a protection against the evil one. Praise God. And so this is a cry for godly leadership. And so it is that as the pilgrims cry out to God, and as the pilgrims long for God, and as the pilgrims enjoy God, even in the face of great difficulties in their journey, that they arrive at their determined end. Praise God. And so there is this restoration to God's house in a sense. There is a final restoration to God for the believer, to God's very presence. He is with us now. We have been restored, but there is ultimate and full restoration, glorification, where it will be better for us then, and that we then can say too, it is better to be with God, praise God, than to dwell in the luxury or in the highness of the wicked, praise God. The psalmist declares here that a day in the courts of God is better, and that he would rather be a doorkeeper, that is, in a low state in the house of his God, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Oftentimes, the wicked are rich in this world's means, but the psalmist desires simply to be with God. It is better to be with God, though lowly, than to enjoy a luxury or the high things of life with the wicked. God, in verse 11, is a sun and shield. Praise God. These are metaphors. God is seen to be the source of light and good, and God is seen to be the pilgrim's protection. If you will, God's mercy surrounds him. And the Lord God gives grace and glory. In fact, there is no good thing, the scripture declares there in verse 11, that he will withhold from his people. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful picture this is. The pilgrim journeys and he is in God, in Christ, and Christ is in him, and God surrounds him. Christ surrounds him and protects him and provides for him and strengthens him for all that he needs in this marvelous journey, even through difficulties. And there are times of pain, even great pain. The conflict is fierce at times. There is need, there is difficulty, but he continues in Christ. Praise God. God, a son and a shield to him. God constantly giving him grace and glory. Praise God. Every good thing that he needs comes from God. The man, by the grace of God, walks uprightly and he continues in his pilgrimage. And so it is the Jewish, the Israeli pilgrim would arrive at the temple and come with great joy through many difficulties to worship God. And he declares, praise God, Lord of hosts, God of power and might, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Praise the Lord. Blessed indeed are we who trust in Christ. Praise God. Now, friends, my time is going rather quickly, but I want to share some applications for those of you who are older pilgrims, that is, more advanced in age. And let me just add that as I age, I am becoming increasingly aware of certain conditions or difficulties that older people face. And so I want to offer a word of encouragement for the older pilgrims today. But this also applies to those of you who are now younger, who will, in the grace and glory of God, become at some time older pilgrims. And simply my encouragement to you is that God will see us through the difficulties of older life. Praise God. He has promised to do so. Now, let me preface this encouragement to older pilgrims with the acknowledgement that indeed there are difficulties that older people face. We face physical difficulties, of course. We face the difficulties involve our bodies aging. We face difficulties, for instance, with not remembering things as easily or as well as we did before. There are certain diseases that the older people are more apt to get, for instance. And there are conditions in which, as we weaken in age, we find that we are not quite physically so able even to provide for ourselves. In extreme old age, people are no longer able to work, for instance. And so older people face these conditions, and the Bible calls us and encourages older pilgrims to know and remember that God has declared that even to gray hair, he will carry them. Praise the Lord. God will take the older believer, the older pilgrim, through all of the difficulties that they are now experiencing and that they will experience. There is future grace and a promise that God will not desert them. He will take them when they are not able to carry themselves. He will carry them through these difficulties. And God encourages us to not be dismayed. That is, do not be in dread of what is coming. The younger person is quite aware of his strength and ability. The older person becomes quite aware of his weakness and his inability in many ways, and can become very afraid of the future, of what's coming. But God says, do not be dismayed. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you up in my righteous right hand in Isaiah 41. And God also declares that he will cause the older person to rise up on wings as of eagles. He will strengthen and encourage as he continues on his journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. He indeed will continue to be blessed because he is the man who trusts in God. Praise God. Isaiah declares that the youth shall faint and they shall be weakened, not able to continue, but God will cause the older man to rise up on wings like eagles, and he will continue, in a sense, to run the race and to continue on the pilgrimage. Praise God. And Jesus encourages older pilgrims particularly, that our Heavenly Father knows what our needs are, and he has vowed, he has promised to meet them. Praise God. And so we believe in God. We have sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the Father knows that we are in need of food and drink and clothing. He knows about all of our needs for shelter and encouragement, that we are not lonely, that we are able to bear with our diseases and difficulties, with our afflictions. Praise God, he knows that we are tempted to distrust God as we come into times of weakness and wonder, where is God? Our Father knows about our condition, and our Father, again, has promised to meet our every need in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And so we continue in the blessing of the man who trusts in God. And God has finally promised to the older pilgrim that he will still bear fruit even in old age. Praise God, he will be fruit-bearing. There will be a measure of spiritual vitality. There will be a measure of liveliness and of heat and passion, of zeal for God that he will enjoy. God will help him through. God will see him through and enable him to go from strength to strength. And like the olive tree planted in the house of God, in the courts of God, he will still bear fruit even in very old age. Now, in all of these promises, in these descriptions I have just shared with you, encouragements for the older pilgrims, we see the truly supernatural work of God, the grace of God, because it is only in the grace of God that the older pilgrim will bear fruit. It is only in the grace of God that the older person will rise up on wings like eagles. That it is only in the grace of God that the believer, the pilgrim, will not be in dread of what's coming upon him as he comes closer, ever closer to death and the grave. It is only the grace of God which will enable the older person to know and remember and believe and trust that God will carry him as a young father would carry with strength his child. God will carry his child, the older pilgrim, in his bosom. He will carry him and see him through. Praise God. And so I hope that you are refreshed in a measure. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that God is bringing joy into your hearts as you consider this blessing of pilgrimage with Jesus Christ, and as you consider his glory, as you abide in him now in his house, in his temple, if you will, as you bring worshipful songs of joy to him, and as you look forward to the absolutely unspeakably glorious blessings of God that are before us. Ravishments of heart and mind, a joy that we absolutely cannot begin to imagine, utmost pleasure in the very presence of the Lord God Almighty in Jesus Christ, the love of God poured out upon us in unimaginable measure and blessing and enjoyment. We will shine like the sun in the glorious love of the living God. Praise God. And so be encouraged, my friend, and let us pray for one another as we press on to Jesus Christ and final glorification. Father in heaven, thank you for this word today. May it be a real word of edification and enjoyment and refreshment and strength to your people. Strengthen us, empower us, Holy Spirit, that we may glorify Christ and journey with him, constantly looking up to him as joyful worshipers, going through every difficulty, finally to reach you in our eternal home. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day, may the Lord bless you.